Every coin has two sides, and the same goes for social media. This powerful tool has become an inseparable part of our daily life. However, is it good or bad? Well, there are both advantages and disadvantages to using social media, but the influence of these platforms holds a great significance in teenagers than adults. Now I will introduce you our two teams. From the team of the advantages, we've got Emilios and Christiana. And then from the team of the disadvantages, Mary, Apostolos, and me, Aristoteles. So, from the team of the advantages, would you like to start first?
Yes, I would like to. Benefit of the advantages of social media is that people can connect with people all over the world. We can engage with people that we couldn't without internet, and teenagers can meet intriguing personalities with easier and much more efficiently. So it can broaden our horizons by learning new cultures, new languages, and new ways of life living. So it can broaden our perception of the world, so we can see it more thoroughly. That's all. I think that's my point of view of social media.
Now, from the team of the disadvantages, Mary, would you like to start?
One of the disadvantages we're going to be hearing about social media is cyberbullying, which is not much different from normal bullying. The only difference is that it happens through messages and commenting through someone's post, negative stuff. It can easily affect someone's mental health and mindset, and it not only happens to younger children and teenagers, it can also prey some adults. And that's my opinion about social media.
Now we come from the team of the advantages, Christiana.
The benefit of social media is that social media can boost creativity. Social media is a perfect tool for children who love to learn new things. They have a wide range of access. They have access to a wide range of creative ideas like DIY crafts, fun social science experiments, and drawings and more. This can be learned by watching tutorials or asking a friend or a family member to help them. So that's my opinion on social media.
Coming back to the disadvantages, support those.
Another drawback constantly this topic is the loss of privacy. Many kids, mostly adolescents, are more inclined to give away personal data or information, which in most cases is a crucial mistake, which can potentially have a detrimental impact on many aspects, which results in personal theft, account stolen, hacking, stalking, and more. For instance, a kid can talk or chat with an unknown person, mistaking it with a renowned person, in which case can result in giving personal data information spontaneously without realizing it. In order to combat this problem, is teach kids and most parents how to take action, and in order for us to make the problem much better and have fewer cases like this. That's my opinion on this topic.
Now, again, from the disadvantages, and last but not least, it's me, Aristoteles. And I will talk about a commonly known disadvantage of social media, addiction. Social media is addicting not just for kids, but for adults too. Most of us spend hours and hours scrolling without any productivity. It makes us feel drowsy and even distracts us when concentrating on things. And as a recent survey has shown, a continuous use of social media at a certain time causes severe brain damage and memory loss. Also, it makes us do bizarre, peculiar, and rapid moves. Now Emilios.
So as we can conclude, social media has both pros and cons, but it can especially have a negative effect on teenagers. So they have to enjoy their social media time by having a few limitations and by taking such precautions, and they can have a satisfactory and beneficial time on their social media. Thank you for hearing us, and have a good evening.